if you're facing in the right direction, just keep moving. All you have to do is keep moving if you're facing in the right direction. Now, we're talking about gobbledygook and tiddly, things that don't amount to tiddly squat and what have you just a little bit ago. And were you able to decipher that letter that I wrote and gave a dual salutation to both you and Mary Lovelace?
Yes, but Fred, you were a little hard on us in that letter.
I don't think I was.
Fred, you know the difference between you and a Jew?
The difference between me and a Jew?
Yeah, should I tell you?
Well, I'm not related to Eva, I know that, but what's the difference between me and a Jew?
Jews are never trying to convert me.
Oh, well, they don't do that, that's right.
Which makes them so much more comfortable to be around. In that letter, it was clear once again that you were making a pitch to sort of steer Mary and I in a new direction.
Well, I was, because I was dealing with the similarities between you and Mary.
But we like the way we are. We don't want to change Mary and I.
Well, have you ever... Well, whether you like to change it or not, one day you're going to change it. And you're never going to know it all, Tommy. You know that.
Fred, who cares about knowing it all?
You do.
No, I have never in my life wanted to know it all.
Well, you see.
But I want to know more than I do today, and tomorrow I'll want to know more than I know tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just like you, Fred. You've been calling talk radio for over a decade, talking about things that you obviously think you know about. Once again, we have a guy who thinks he knows some things. In order to get to thinking you know some things, you must try and know some things. So you don't want to poo-poo people who try and know things. But it was disturbing to me to once again find this sort of veiled attempt to convert me to your way of seeing things.
No, I've got the right guidebook, and I just want you
You may not have. You have it for you, but you don't know if it's the right guidebook for me.
I've got the all-time and continuing bestseller, Tommy, and that's the kind of book that
L. Ron Hubbard sold a lot of books, too, but the guy's a moron. Come on, Fred, if we went by what sold the most, I mean, holy smokes, Survivor would be one of the best television shows in the history of man. I mean, you got to lighten up on that. The average person doesn't know squat, which is why most popular culture items are rubbish, gibberish, falderall, Tommy Rot, claptrap. You know what I'm saying?
Have you heard from Mary at all?
She writes me all the time.
She does.
But you know, Fred, Mary doesn't need any philosophical help from you. She's one of the brightest women I've ever met.
Speaks seven
languages, daughter of a guy who spoke 20, has studied all the great philosophers, knows all about the Greeks.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And she really could teach you a thing or two.
Yeah, you know what Yasu means in Greek?
Your fly's open?
No, it means good health to you. Good health. Good health to you. And
Fred, let me ask you this. Can you ever just accept that I'm going to hell?
I will never accept that.
Come on. It's okay.
No, I will never accept that.
Just let it go.
I will not let it go. I'm your guardian angel, and I'm your standby that will stick with you until
I'm in hell.
Until death do us part.
Yeah, and even after that, I might still see
you. That's right, Tommy. I'm the hound. I'm not the hound of the Baskervilles. I'm the hound of heaven.
We had
a big elm tree.
Fred, quit spitting on me.
Well, just a minute now. We had a big elm tree taken down the other day. It was on our neighbor's property, but it was and this guy was up in the tree and. I'll send you a picture of that sometime with the guy up in the tree doing all that cutting and they're lowering it down with ropes.
Well, looking forward to those photos.
And, he had a little dog. You know what the little dog was? What the name of the dog was?
Shih Tzu?
No, New Moon. Had two names. New Moon.
I had a dog like that, named it Popo.
Peter, Better wonderful fool. Let's hear him laugh. Pat him on the popo. Let's hear him laugh. Well, anyway.
What the heck are you saying? Pat him on the popo. Let's hear him laugh. What's that?
Yeah, haven't you ever pat him on the popo and you hear him laugh?
Who?
A dog or anyway.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't. What do you? You pat him on the popo and they laugh?
Sure.
Dogs.
But the guy that did the stump removal today, he was out here, and I asked him. I would say hi to Ryan and tell him I took care of feeding New Moon all the time. They were cutting the tree down, and we had a wonderful time. And then he said, well, he just had Ryan on the phone. He's cutting a tree down out in Edina, and New Moon has gotten lost. So if New Moon is out there anywhere, please listen now. And anybody that's found a little white dog that really likes to chase chipmunks, and the name is New Moon. New Moon.
Okay.
Call in, but that's what to do. Then I got to. I wanted to. I'm not gonna. I wanted to say that when Michael rowed the boat ashore, who was it that helped to set the sail?
Sister.
What's her name?
Well, she didn't have a name. It was just Sister.
No, Cynthia.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Michael rowed ashore, boat ashore, hallelujah, Cynthia helped.
No, Sister.
The sail.
No, it wasn't
hallelujah.
Cynthia, it was Sister helped to mend the sail.
Michael rowed the boat ashore, hallelujah.
It wasn't Cynthia.
Yeah, Cynthia helped to set the sail.
You're making this
hallelujah.
Up.
Hallelujah, Sister helped to set the sail. Well, that's okay. You can have it your way too, Tommy, but I'm just saying.
Well, that's just the way the song was written, It's the way the person wrote it.
Well, you know what Davy Crockett said, anyway.
Don't hurry, don't worry.
No, not Davy Crockett. Didn't
I know what he said. He said, I'm 3 years old and you want me to kill that bear? You out of your mind?
No, Davy Crockett said, be sure you're right. And then go ahead. Be sure you're right. And then go ahead.
You know what they told Davy Crockett?
To do. What Davy Crockett said, it's up to you to do what Davy Crockett said.
Yeah. You know what they told Davy Crockett? They were taking him into this town, showing him around, and it was the first time he met, what's his name, Daniel Boone. They pointed Daniel Boone out to Davy Crockett, and they said, here, go pat him on the popo, make him laugh. I gotta go now. Yeah,
that would probably work out too, Tommy.
I gotta go.
But you were able to decipher that letter pretty well.
Oh yeah, it was a damn good letter, Fred.
But Mary's already in the camp.
Yeah.
And I
did is I tucked it in with Paul's letter to the Corinthians.
Well,
it fits nicely.
Did you send her a copy of the Rake?
Yes, I did, and I.
Well, when I get a response, when I get a response from her, I had that dual salutation on it. So
I gotta go.
Both you and her. When I get something from her, I'm going to let her know if she's concurrent with you.
God bless, Fred.
Okay, God bless you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I think we better go to news. I think Tom Garrison is very, very anxious to get on his Sherman tank and get home.
So what's a popo? Is that like a tail since Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett both wore those coonskin caps with a tail hanging on them?
No, popo is a Chicago term for your backside. It's popular
in
Chicago.
I said tail.
Yeah. Yeah. Turntail, probably a term you remember well from the Marines.
Oh, I don't know. I don't even think so.
I'll tell you, Marine humor. I got a whole book on that.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
Yeah.
Just wrote it tonight, right?
A rabbi, a priest, and a Marine going to a bar. I don't know how that one ends, but I bet it's a good one.
Oh, boy.